Okay, I apologize for the discrepancy between the Mar Makomos that you're doing this morning and the shiur we're going to have today. I just, got off by a day, but I want to finish up that topic from yesterday because I think it's an important topic and an interesting one, and one that plays out halacha lemaisa certainly. So we started to discuss yesterday the implications of leaving a child with a babysitter, and we started to raise the issue that if you're going to assume, like the Yamshel Shlomo, which by the way, the Yamshel Shlomo is not just himself, he quotes from the Smug, that in order to have a problem of Yichud, you need the boy to be 13 and the girl to be 3, so why does he say 13 and 3? And the understanding is that if you were to have, it's true that the Isra of Yichud applies to a boy when he's 9 years old, but that means that if it's with an adult woman, she has an Isra to be with a 9-year-old boy. And an adult male would have the Isra to be with a 3-year-old girl. But when you're dealing with two people who are both children, who are both under Bar and Bas Mitzvah, neither of them has an Isra Yichud. So if we were to accept that sheet of the Yamshel Shlomo, that neither child has an Isra Yichud, there would be no problem with two children being together be yichud, because what would be the problem? They're neither one is a bar chiyuva in the mitzvah. So we were thinking that maybe the same would even apply if you leave a child with a non-Jew, that an adult non-Jew, because the non-Jew has no Isser of Yichud, the child has no Isser of Yichud, Melin, nobody has an Isser, it's not going to be a problem. Meaning, the assumption of the Yamshel Shlomo, that one of the parties must be an adult, is that one party must be a Bar Chiyuva, because apparently, and we have to figure out why this would be the case, apparently, there's no Chinuch by Yichud. There's no mitzvah to be mechanech a child to make sure that he observes the laws of Yichud. Apparently we're not concerned about chinuch when it comes to Yichud. So if that's the case, it's not only when it's two children, even if it's an adult and a child. Now, we also have to contend with, why is this not a problem of being machil katan in iser biyadayim? Isn't this l'chora a problem of los achilim? The Gemara talks about in Masech Sivam, Staf Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet around there, about los achilim, that one is not allowed to be machil, a child in Isra B'Yadayim. So for instance, you're not allowed, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to take a Kohen who's a Katan and bring him into a cemetery, even though he's not a Bar Chiyuva himself, you're not allowed to give him, to provide him with an Isra, to make him do an Isra. So how can you put a child in a room, be yichud, with a guy? So apparently for some reason we're not worried about the Los Achilim. So I want to suggest, my brother suggested, I'm just going to expand on his suggestion a little bit, why it would be that there would be no problem of Los Achilim by a Katan. Yichud with a guy, Isra D'oraisa or Isra D'rabanan? So this explicit Gemara, Isra D'rabanan, right? Yichud with even a single Jewess is D'rabanan. Yichud with a guy is the latest gezeira of Yichud. That was the Beis Dino Shel Shammai V'Hillel, where it goes a Yichud with a guy. So the whole issue we're dealing with is an issue mid'rabanan. The issue of Los Achilim, whether the issue of Los Achilim, of not providing a child with an Isser, applies to Yisurim D'rabanan, is a dispute in the Rishonim. It's machlokas in the Rishonim. The Ran in Yuma writes that a person is allowed to feed a child Yisurim D'rabanan, even after the child is at the age of chinuch. The Rashba agrees, but the Rashba writes in the Tshuva that he means that lahalacha b'vlo lamaisa, but he does agree in principle that you're allowed to be machil a child an Isra D'rabanan. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Machol Sasur, at the very end of Hilchos Machol Sasur, holds that one is not even allowed to feed a child an Isra D'rabanan. So it's a fundamental machlok Rishonim. The Rambam on the one side, the Rashba and the Ran on the other side. Is one allowed to provide a child with an Isra D'rabanan? Rav Avadi Yosef has an interesting take on this machlokas in Yabia Omer Chelek Aleph, Yerodea Simen Dalid, Osios Gimel and Dalid. Rav Avadi Yosef has the following very interesting analysis. He says, in general, there is a well-known comment of the Nesivos in Chosh Mishpatz in Reish Lamed Dalid, where the Nesivos comments on the difference between Isurim D'oraisa and Isurim D'rabanan. Then the Nesivos comments in a very cryptic way, but all of the Achronim expand on his comment and understand it in the way that I'm going to describe it. What the Nesivos cryptically comments is that if a person does an Isur D'rabanan b'shogeg, there's no need for kapara or tshuva. If you do an Isra D'oraisa b'shogeg, there is a need for kapara or tshuva. Now, why would there be a difference? So the way Rav Shach likes to say it over is as follows, that generally speaking, the Gemara in Nedarim tells us in Shavuos that there's a difference between that which is Nisra on the Chefza and that which is Nisra on the Gavra. If you say, if I want to take a neder that I'm going to bring a carbon, so I could say that I could declare the animal to be a carbon. I could declare this animal is harezu ola, harezu shlamin. Then that animal has the status of a carbon. And if I lose that animal, I don't have to substitute another animal because I never was mechayiv any other animals. Mechayiv that animal. It was a din in the chafza. It was a din in that animal. Or I could say, haray alai ola, intending that it's going to be the animal that I happen to have. But I don't say haray zu. I say haray alai. It's going to be on me, a carbon ola, where I make it not a din in the chafza, but a din in the gavra. L'mayin afkamina, whether it's a din in the chafza or a din in the gavra, if I lose the animal. If I said arezu ola and then I lost the animal, the halacha is that I don't have to replace it because that animal's not there. But if I said haray alai ola and then I lose the animal, halacha is I do have to replace it because I have a personal responsibility. So that's where the Gemara talks about chefza and gavra. By neder, nedava, that's where we talk about chefza and gavra. So the achronim are bothered, very simply, what about every other issue in the Torah where the Gemara doesn't discuss it? You know, briskers make a living out of this, out of trying to figure out chefza gavra on every inyan. But in general, do we assume that isurim are usur because they are inherently what they are? They are inherently a dvar isur? Or do we assume that no, they are inherently perfectly fine, but there's an isur on the gavra to eat the pig. There's an isur on the gavra to eat the chicken and cheese sandwich. But there's nothing wrong with chicken and cheese, just I'm not allowed to eat it. So what do we assume about Isurim in the Torah in general? So the way the Achronim explain this well-known Nesivus is that it depends whether you're dealing with Isurim D'Oraisa or Isurim D'Rabbanan. Now when you're dealing with Isurim D'Oraisa, the assumption is that Isurim D'Oraisa are an Isur Chefza. Why? Because an Isur Chefza means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the Bria that this item has characteristics of Isur. That inherent in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that this is a Davara Asur. The only one that's able to imbue something with spiritual characteristics is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No rabbi, no matter how great he is, could come along and say, we declare that is a Chefza di Isura, a Chefza shel Isur. We don't make the Bria, we're not empowered to control the Bria in that way. But Isurim de Rabbanan are all Isurei Gavra. Why? Because what the Rabbanan do have the power to do is to tell us how to behave. And we have to listen to them. We're not allowed to veer from what the Rabbanan tells us to do. And therefore, if the Rabbanan want to say that not only can you not have meat and cheese, you're not allowed to have chicken and cheese, so they can't say that chicken and cheese is a Chefza of Basar B'Chalav because they can't add that to the Bria. But what they can do is they can say you're not allowed to have chicken and cheese. That's the way the Nesivus is often understood. The Menachas Elazar writes this way in the Tshuva, and many of the Achronim understand the Nesivus in that way. So now Rav Avadya says, maybe everyone would agree that the Isser to feed a child, Los Achilim, the Isser to feed a child, or to provide a child with something that's Asser, is an Isser to give a Chefza di Isura to a child. There's not going to be an Isser Gavra on the child. Why is there not going to be an Isser Gavra on the child? He's not a Gavra Bar Chiyuva. He's not his Padre Mitzvah. What? So, 1 second. So the Isser is going to be to give a child a Chefza shel Isser. Something that is an Isser Chefza. You can't say that it's going to be an Isser Gavra because he's not a Gavra Bar Chiyuva. So the Isser is going to be an Isser Chefza. What the Rashba and the Ran on the one hand versus the Rambam are arguing about, maybe about this Yisod of the Nesivus, that when you give a child something that's Asr Midrabanan, can you call it a Chefza shel Isser? The Rambam is going to say you're not even allowed to feed a child an Isser D'Rabbanan. Why? Because the Rambam may say that an Isser D'Rabbanan is a Chefza shel Isser, and therefore you're not allowed to provide it for a child. Whereas the Rashba and the Ran are going to assume that you're allowed to feed a child an Isser D'Rabbanan because it's not a Chefza shel Isser. And if it's not a Chefza shel Isser, then there's no violation in feeding it to a child. Now, You could question that. The Rashba seems to only allow giving the child, because if you look at the Rashba seems to only allow giving the child the Isser in a case where it's going to benefit the child. But if the reason that we're makel is because it's there would be no Isser Gavra, then it shouldn't make any difference whatsoever whether it benefits the child or doesn't benefit the child. So, you know, leaving that aside, but that's the analysis that Rav Adi Yosef has of this idea. Now, Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, but you have a significant Shita in Rishon, quoted by Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and even though the Rashba himself says, I'm not saying this la'alacha, Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes it la'alacha, that one is allowed to give a child an Issa d'Rabbana. So going back to the guy and the child case, you're going to leave them b'isur yichud. You're going to create a situation where you put your child in a in a daycare or in a babysitting service with a guy, with a non-Jewish woman, and the boy is a 10-year-old boy. He's going to be there with a non-Jewish woman. So, is it an isur yichud? Well, for the child, it's not an isur yichud. For the guy, it's not an isur yichud. Is it an isur on you to put the child in that circumstance? Well, the charu would be tali the machlokas Rambam and the Rashba. If you say like the Rambam, yes, you're not allowed to provide, it would be Aser, you're not allowed to give a child even an Issa d'Rabbanan, you're not allowed to provide a child even with an Issa d'Rabbanan. If you say like the Rashba, it should be, or in the Ran, it should be permissible. Yeah.
Instead of saying it didn't, whether the Chas is Aser or not, why can't you say how they understand what the purpose of Chinuch is about?
Because it's different than Chinuch. Whenever we talk about mitzvos and the child, specifically with machalos asuros, let's use as an example, there are three distinct issues that each have their own rules. There's mitzvah chinuch, which is drabanan, we paskin. There's los achilim, which is nisudor raisa, and then there's when it comes to machalos asuros, in particular, something called timtum alev, which we assume that it's spiritually, metaphysically bad for a person to ingest machalos asuros. And they each have their own gedarim. They have completely different gedarim. For example, los achilim applies even for an infant. You're not allowed to give an infant non-kosher milk, unless it's a sakana or something like that, because that's going to be a violation of los achilim. But it's not going to be a violation of chinuch. He's not at the age of chinuch yet. So it wouldn't be an issue of chinuch. So I'm talking now specifically from the perspective of los achilim. Now, yeah?
Could you say that
it
would be mutter that a child could be exactly the guy, because the din of the child isn't going to cover out from the via. It's not really din of chinuch, it's really din, because looking at it before 13, before the child's going to give himself over, is that he's not shaykh at all. He's not shaykh at all.
Once he hits 9, he's shaykh.
Is that cover out from the via?
Why not? He's right, Lubia.
Right. He's not clear.
Maybe he will. I think he is shaykh to be once he's at the age of 9. When he's younger than that, he's not.
Before that, it would be something after that would be a problem.
What?
Only after that would be a question.
Yeah, I think before that, then he's not included in the Yisr, even with a Jewish person, would be totally mut.
He's not shaykh with him.
Yeah. Right, so I think now the question is, why does the Amshul Shlomo, in the name of the Smag, when he says this, that one of the parties has to be an adult, what about chinuch? Why doesn't he deal with chinuch? Isn't chinuch a real... So I just explained why he's not worried about los achilim. Okay, fine. You can say he's not worried about los achilim for plenty of other reasons. And maybe we're not talking about a case where a parent puts the child in that situation. The child is just there. But why not chinuch? What about the concern of chinuch? So, I was thinking about chinuch on the inyan of yichud, about the nature of chinuch on these kinds of issues. And specifically, if you were to assume that, let's say you're dealing with a 4-year-old girl. She's ready, Ru'i Labia, but she doesn't at all connect to any thoughts of Yichud being some sort of issue or being some sort of inappropriate anything, because she's not there, emotionally. Now, Rav Moshe has a fascinating tshuva about chinuch for altar besicha me'isha. Meaning there is a halacha, a mishnah, and part of the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that one is not supposed to speak too much with women. You're not supposed to, men should speak with men, be polite to women, but conversations should happen with men, and women should speak with women. Shouldn't be too many long, heartfelt conversations between men and women, right? So unless you're trying to find a wife, you're dating or something like that, or you have a wife and you're speaking to her, it shouldn't al tabasicha misha. So this is one of the obviously primary concerns with co-education, with having boys and girls in the same classes, in schools. So Rav Moshe was asked by a school in Detroit, I believe, whether they're allowed to have co-ed classes. Dvar limud b'machlaka achas yiladim v'yiladoz, in one class to have both yiladim v'yiladoz here in Detroit, in this Beis Yehuda school, which now I believe is a fairly yeshivish school and is very, very separate. They don't have boys and girls together. But it's Yerdei Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. And Rav Moshe has an interesting take on whether it's shayach to say that a three-year-old girl has a chiyuv chinuch in this regard. Meaning, assuming that it is a davar aser to have boys and girls together when you're an adult, when you're bar and bas mitzvah, right? To have a camp, let's say, with a teen program where it's boys and girls. Assume that's a davar aser, right? Which is a fairly safe bet. Right? So let's assume that that's a davar aser. So would you say that chinuch, that there's chinuch for such a thing at a young age? That there's chinuch for such a thing at a young age? So Moshe says it really depends how one views the mitzvah of chinuch. Very interesting analysis. And this is, again, I think we've pointed out in a couple of places this summer, what makes Rav Moshe Rav Moshe, where he may take something that we know already. We're going to know the sources he's going to use over here, but his application of the source to this shaila is like, totally out of left field. He says it's an afna machlokas magen Avraham mishne brura in Hilchas Lulav. What? Why is this a machloket? You know, I'd be tearing through Ebenezer Ezer trying to figure out where in Ebenezer to discuss this. Or, I don't know. Avna machlokas magen Avraham mishne brura in Hilchas Lulav. Why? What do they argue about? So Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Lulav that on the first day of Sukkot, a parent should not give his lulav to his child first and then take the lulav for himself. Because a child has the ability, because on the first day of Yantif, on the first day of Sukkot, there's a din that the lulav needs to be lachem, it needs to belong to you. And the halacha is, that a child has the ability to be kona something, but he doesn't have the ability to be makne it back. So if the parent gives the lulav to a child on the first day of Yantif, he's going to be kona it, he'll be yotzei lachem, it'll be wonderful, and then it'll come the father's turn to take lulav, and it's not going to be his, because the child isn't able to be makna back to him halachically. The child is not halachically capable of being makna something back. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So, says Magen Avraham, why don't we have the parent and the child just hold the lulav together? The father will never actually be makna to the child. They just hold it together, have the child shake it without the father actually being makna to the child. And that would solve the problem. And that way the child is never kona it, and then you don't have the problem of being makna it back to the father. Mishmur says, no good. Can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because then you haven't done chinuch. What's the mitzvah of chinuch? To have the child do the mitzvah. On the first day of Sukkot, the mitzvah is lachem. It has to belong to him. But if you didn't really give it to him, you have in mind that you're not being makna to him, or you never let go of it, or whatever. He may think he's doing the mitzvah. He may be doing the action of the mitzvah. But he's not really doing the mitzvah. And therefore, he's not being yotzei the chinuch. So says Rav Moshe, what are the Magen Avraham and Mishmur arguing about? They're arguing about the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch. Is the mitzvah of chinuch to train a child in certain behaviors? Or is the mitzvah of chinuch to say that all the inyanim of that mitzvah have to apply to the child as well? The way they would apply to an adult, they equally apply to a child. If it's about training a child in certain behaviors, so then the Magen Avraham is right. I don't care that the child doesn't have a kinyan on the lulav right now. He's taking a lulav, he's shaking it, he's doing the action, he's doing the behavior. But if it's about taking all of the inyanim of the mitzvah as it would be perceived by an adult, and then making a child do the same, well then the Mishnah Berurah would be right. You can't be yotzei if it's not lachem when you're an adult, so you can't be yotzei chinuch if it's not lachem. You need all of the inyanim of the mitzvah to apply equally. So says Rav Moshe, it would turn out the opposite when it comes to co-education. Why? So he says, a child, a four-year-old girl, has no yetzer hara whatsoever for arayos or, you know, any of these things. She has yetzer hara to take more candy, she has yetzer hara for other things, but not for anything arayos related. Nachon? Let's say you have an adult that has absolutely zero yetzer hara, for whatever reason, for arayos. Would it be awesome for that adult to be in a co-ed environment? No, it would be no problem. The whole problem is that Yahara biyom, shami yavali de tuma belayla. If a person's not going to have any erurim, it would be like negiyah shalo b'darachiv. Right? Even negiyah, even actually touching. If it's not, if you know for a fact, which is a hard matzias to imagine, but if you know for a fact that there's going to be zero in terms of erurim, that they're just not shayich to a yetzer hara, and this relates obviously in special needs situations a lot. That a person just doesn't have a yetzer hara for this kind of thing. They're just not emotionally there to have that kind of yetzer hara, so it would be mutter. So Moshe says the same circumstance that you would apply to an adult, you would then apply to a child. And therefore, if you have a four-year-old girl, it would be no problem with a four-year-old girl being in a co-ed class if you're going to assume that you have to apply the same circumstance as an adult to a child, like the Mishnah Berurah says. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, it would turn out, says Rav Moshe, that at very young ages, where there's even when there's no Yetzer Hara yet, then there's no problem of co-education. But he says, according to the Magen Avraham, that it's about training behaviors. It's not about training the inyan and applying all the details. It's about training behaviors. This is how a Jew behaves. This is what you do because this is what you're going to do when you're older. Well, most of these children will grow older and they're going to develop a yetzer hara and they're going to have to behave in a certain way when they're an adult. Well, they therefore have to behave that same way as a child. And that would still be the mitzvah of chinuch. So according to the Magen Avraham, where it's about training a behavior, then even young children below the age of any sort of yetzer would have no chinuch. I'm sorry, would have chinuch in this inyan and would have and we would not be allowed to put them in mixed classes. So he says, Machlokas Mishabur Magen Avraham. Cheshbind, no? So first you take the machlokas, then he analyzes it the way he does, and then he flips it around for the co-education. Quite a cheshbind. Lemaisa, he says, he thinks that lechadchila we should be machmir, but if it's impossible, then we could be matir up until the stage where they develop a yetzer hara, and then when they're at the stage where they develop a yetzer hara, then all bets are off. Then you have to, then for sure you have to separate them. I don't want to get into the whole discussion of co-education now, but you know, obviously there are multiple opinions about. You know, how big of a shasat chak? Like, let's say you can only afford to have one school. You can only either have a boys' school or a girls' school or a co-ed school, and you can't have two separate schools. You're not going to be able to raise the funds for it. So is it better to choose one? Or is it better to say, no, let's educate the boys and the girls in a bidyevit situation, and then hopefully one day they'll be able to have two separate schools. Right, so that's a machlokas haposkim. That's a discussion that the poskim have. But the point is, let me just get to, so what I was thinking over here was maybe say a similar thing when it comes to yichud, that maybe there would be no chinuch on yichud if you hold there's no chinuch on co-education, because it's all about some sort of it's in the same area, it's in the same arena of taiva, of yetzer hara, of want. So if you hold like the Mishnah Berurah that we're training for the inyan of the yisur, and the inyan of the yisur for an adult who has no yetzer hara, maybe wouldn't be shayich, such an inyan of an yisur, so maybe wouldn't be shayich to a child either. But there are a couple of problems with that. First of all, it's hard to imagine that an adult who doesn't have a yetzer hara has no yisur yichud whatsoever. I don't know if that's fair to assume, and maybe we'll discuss this when we get to his zakein. But it would seem that there is an Isra Yichud, that it's different than just the general thing about being around. You know, I think it's a, there would be, an it's a formal Isra of Yichud. At least the Doraisa is. This is Doraisa of Yichud. This is Rabban is debatable. And also, this wouldn't explain why one of them has to be 13 years old. It would just explain why one of them has to be past the age where you have Yetzer Hara. 12-year-old boy also has Yetzer Hara. So it wouldn't really fully explain why it would need to be a 15-year-old specifically. So I was thinking along those lines, but it doesn't seem to really match why no one is talking about chinuch when it comes to yichud. Why the Marshal, the Amshul Shlomo, is not concerned about yichud. Now, questions?
I was going to say that my focus is seemingly the sort of two options in focus is chagiga, the figure shiachol, shiachol yitashe, right? And whether or not to do is either based on, because when he's older, he's going to be naizmol and mechiga, and therefore he should be,
he can
train him when he's older. Or is it that because, if
an adult in this situation would be pati. Very similar, very similar idea. Absolutely, yeah.
What do you kind of just say that, what would be a reason, slash, who would say that a co-ed high school is a mutter? Based on what, as far besides her?
Do you mean mutter in terms of l'chadchila?
Period.
I mean, you could certainly argue that if the only way to Jewishly educate the kids, because the community can only afford to support one school. So rather than send all the boys to public school and just educate the girls, or vice versa, better to have a co-ed, right? So you're saying l'chadchila, meaning b'di'evit, it's very simple, that's the explanation. Meaning in that b'di'evit situation.
Yeah, that's really, I feel like that's not the situation.
It depends where. In many places it is or was a situation. In New York, it's generally not. Right? New York's certainly not the situation. They say, I once spoke to my uncle about this, because I wrote an article on co-education for the RJJ Journal a number of years ago. People told me it was a big mistake to write, whatever. So far I haven't paid the price for it. But anyway, my uncle said that he once spoke to, my uncle was very involved in a lot of klal work, and he was a very big Talmud of the Rav, and he was talking to Fruchthandler, I think, or one of Rav Huttner's Talmudim. And whoever it was that he was talking to said, Rav Huttner holds that there are two Shulchan Aruchs when it comes to co-education. There's the Shulchan Aruch in the New York area, where you have to follow everything as if l'chadchila, because there are so many people, the community could support as many schools as, versus, out in small town America, where you have to educate the kids. There are poskim that say, no. That you can't do co-education, even if that's your only choice, so send one group to public school. And if you tell parents that's the only choice, then they're likely to figure out a way to find another, to find another way. And when the Satmar Rebbe started the Beis Ruchel institutions in Williamsburg, which is the girls' school, he was under attack from a lot of his Hasidim. Why do we need girls' schools? Why do we need education at all? Why should they learn to read and write? Like that was the old Hungarian model, was let them zaktilim all day, balpeh, whatever, and that's it. But at first they couldn't afford two buildings. So the Satmar Beis Ruchel actually started in the boys' building. So co-ed school. No, it wasn't really a co-ed school. I mean, he had them build a wall with two separate entrances on two sides, whatever. I thought that was funny. But it was like hell. It wasn't a co-ed school. Question. Yeah.
What did you say yesterday about the fact that it's a non-Jew and the kid, because the woman would give herself over to her idea, even if the child didn't have, even if the child had a child, the woman would, even though she's not Yichud, obviously, but she would wish after the Vias, therefore she would have a child.
What woman?
The
a boy child with a non-Jewish woman.
Yeah.
So the woman. So what do you want to say? That
non-Jew, she would give herself over. She would have yichud with this kid. So therefore, she would yichud regardless of the chiyah.
I mean, you're saying we should make our own nisur drabanan, but it doesn't seem that we do that. Meaning, it may be wise or whatever, but it doesn't seem that we do that. So I actually saw it in the Sefer Torah say yichud. He writes this cheshbon. He says, based on what we're saying, we should allow a katana to have yichud with a nachri, a little girl to have yichud with a guy, because katan is also biyichudim gedola. We're choshen for pitoy de katan da kol chash biyichudim and all the pitoy. Well, because also mitzinushi is yichud bekatanim katana, even though we are worried in general that a katan can be persuaded to have bia, but a katan and ketana, we don't assume there's any yisur yichud, even though there's a chashash pitoy, there were never goes there when neither party is a bar chiyuva. There were never goes there. So says the sefer Torah yichud vim kenuah dinilin goy uketana. Now there's always the chance the guy is going to be ma'anis the little girl, but gamkin because those yesh lomar lo gozru isri yichud b'ketanim, but there never goes there. Neither party is a bar chiyuva. There never goes there. Then he quotes from the Rav Vazner and Shevet Alevi Chelkesim and Reish Dal Roz Gimel that it's a din of chinuch. So Rav Vazner brings up the chinuch issue. So you have to, for chinuch, shouldn't have the child with the guy. Then he writes, very strangely, v'nir de yesh leser min adin la'av la'seis l'bito ha'ketan l'siachrim nachri milvad de chashidi ha'shvichus damim od yesh kan isr misham al techalel es bitcha la'haznosa. Upashut. He says that clearly you can't leave your daughter alone with a guy because he will kill her and you're making your daughter a prostitute. And that's obvious. I don't know which part of that is obvious. I don't think any part of that is obvious. I think that's a little, I'm always suspicious of Svarim written in the last 20 years that say things like Upashut, you know, and something like brand new. I don't think it's pashut at all that's the case. But anyway, that's what he suggests.
Even though it's far would seem to be out there, it would be chayv and yichud since it's not my child, my children don't know yichud. So regardless,
I mean, as far as why children there's no yichud is even though there does come an age where a child below the age of bar mitzvah already has the yetzer hara, and there might be pitoy, there might be, you know, they might be seduced into immoral behavior. But we were never gozer on yichud with people who are not bar chiyuva. So we should never be gozer on a guy either. I think that's the svar of pshuta. It may be bad chinuch. Chinuch, I think, is a real issue. But as far as their own iser, we were never gozer on such a yichud. So that's that's in terms of just one last thing, babysitters. Rav Menashe Klein in Mishnah Halachos has an interesting tshuva about babysitters, where he writes, "Bedvar she'elaschem od mashenago olam likach shomer l'tinokos babysitter belaz." That people take a babysitter, hire a babysitter, kishaholchem le'ezah simcha, they go out for a wedding or something, and they hire a babysitter for their kid. Umanichim bebayis l'fam besula yosur miyidbeis shanim v'yishenim sham ketanim yosur mitas shanim. You'll have a 14-year-old girl babysitting a 9-year-old boy. So is that permissible? Or a 16-year-old girl babysitting a 9-year-old boy? So is that permissible? It seems to be not permissible. It seems to be yichud gomer. So he starts by saying, you're right, it's a chashva ha'ara that people have to be aware of when they hire babysitters. I get shilas like this sometimes, where Balabatim will say, we hired a babysitter, but we're thinking, what about, my son is already 11, is that in this sort of yichud? So, he says, you're right, it is an important ha'ara, but it's not always going to be asir. There are different situations where sometimes it will be mutter. For example, if neither party is a baronchin, let's say you have an 11-year-old girl watching a 9-year-old boy. No, let's not say it that way. Let's say you have a 12-year-old boy watching a 4-year-old girl. So they're both ketanim. So that's the amshel shalom we saw. So that would be heter gamur. That would be totally permissible. And he says, what if there are two kids? This is an interesting cheshbon. What if there are two, you have a 16-year-old girl babysitter, or let's say 16-year-old boy babysitter, watching two little girls, a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. So what do you tell them? One man with two women normally is what is an issue yichud, right? What would you say over here? Why is there more reason to be makel over here?
Neither of them are right to be, and both of them are
right. No, they're both right to be, they're both over three. Let's assume not like Rav Moshe. Rav Menashe Klein never assumes like Rav Moshe. Let's assume like it says in Shulchan Aruch. A 3-year-old girl is already shaykh to an Isra Yichud. So what would be the svara to say, and he believes there is a strong svara to say, that for a boy over bar mitzvah to watch two little girls who are over the age of three would be mutter. So we have a halacha, and this is a good segue into the next halacha that we're supposed to be discussing. The halacha that appears in Daf Pei Aleph and Beis, in the Gemara, and it appears in Shulchan Aruch, I believe in, what is it, Sif Yud, right, where the Shulchan Aruch says that if you are in a room with a woman, and in addition to the woman being there, there is a child, mutr l'syachid im shtei vama shtei tzaros, etc., if you are having yichud with a woman, and in addition to that woman, there's a child who's old enough to be cognizant of a bia that's happening in front of her, that she would report it, she would say, whoa, that's weird, I gotta tell someone about that. Even if she doesn't really know exactly what she's seeing, but she knows enough that she should tell something about that. But she herself would never be moseres atzma l'bia. She would never give herself up for bia. She has no interest in bia. So such a girl can save from an isur yichud when you're with a woman. So a man is with an adult man with an adult woman in a room, and there's a 7-year-old girl there. No Isra of Yichud. Aye, one man and two women is an Isra of Yichud. Why is one man and two women an Isra of Yichud? Because the other woman's also going to participate. But if the other woman's a 7-year-old girl who has no interest, she's not going to participate. Aye, the man may be Ma'anes the girl. No, he won't. Not when another woman's there. Not when an adult woman's there, he's never going to be Ma'anes the girl. The adult woman will protect the child. So he's never going to be Ma'anes the girl. So we're not going to make an issue yichud, he might be minus. Now, for the man to be alone with the 7-year-old girl alone, that's aser. Aye, the girl's not moseres atzma l'bia, yeah, but he might be mefater ma'anes her. And no one else is there to stop it. For a man to be alone with an adult woman and the 7-year-old girl, it's heter gamur. Because with the adult woman's not going to do anything unless the little girl's going to do something, and the little girl's not going to do anything. Aye, the man may want to take advantage of the little girl, the adult woman's not going to, having another party there is going to stop that from happening. So that's all clear, that's all la halacha, that's all, meaning, we haven't yet touched how he applies this to two little girls. But what's clear in Shulchan Aruch is, a man with a 7-year-old girl alone, aser. A man, right, that's in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Moshe has what to say about it, but that's in Shulchan Aruch. What's clear in Shulchan Aruch and Siv Yud, a man with a woman and a 7-year-old girl, mutter. Says Rabbi Menashe Klein, so what are we going to then say if it's a man with 2 7-year-old girls? So he says, I think mutter. Because the issur with Shtei Nashim is only if they're both going to participate. Well, neither one of them are interested. Aye, he may be mefater ma'anis them. No, that's only a chashash with one woman. The chashash that someone might be mefater ma'anes is only when there's one woman there. When there are two women there, there's no chashash mefater ma'anes. So therefore, it's going to be mutter. That's his suggestion. Fear ni is daiti be based in okos lek chashash yichud.
Didn't say that there's no chashash or that he'd be ma'anes because the adult would protect her, right?
Yes, I sort of snuck in my own critique of this. That was my own. So my thought was that I'm not so convinced by this argument, because maybe the whole reason we're not worried that he's going to be mefata a little girl when he's with an adult and a little girl is because an adult will get what's going on and she'll say, now that's really not right. This child has no interest in this. What you're doing is taking advantage of a child. Absolutely not. And she'll try to stop him. But with 2 7-year-old girls, who's going to stop him?
They'll tell them.
Not if they both participate.
No, but you said that there's going
to
be like...
He's going to be mefat to them. He'll seduce them. What?
So it's going to be painful and there's going to be blood.
Well, that's Rav Moshe. That was Rav Moshe. Again, this is leaving aside Rav Moshe. Leaving aside Rav Moshe's chiddush. Because again, Rav Moshe is against the Shulchan Aruch. As logical as it is, and as you know, as much as Rav Moshe seems to talk to us, but it's against the Shulchan Aruch. So this is within the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Moshe Klein was not kafaf to Rav Moshe at all. He certainly didn't view himself as kafaf to Rav Moshe. So that's his suggestion. Then he says, with babysitters in general, it's probably most situations probably considered Pesach Pesuch L'Rishus Rabin. Why is it considered Pesach Pesuch L'Rishus Rabin? Because Pesach, what are the chances that when you close the door and don't lock it, that someone's actually going to walk into your house? Very, very slim. What are the chances that when you close the door and the parents go out, that the parents are going to walk in at any moment? They're going to come back at any moment. Oh, we forgot something, this, that. Much greater than the chance of anyone else showing up. So he says, the Pesach Pesuch L'Rishus Rabin works when the concern is that other people might show up. So even if you have no concern that other people are going to show up, but the parents is a much, much more likely concern over here. Now, what's the age to be this shomer, to be this child who's going to prevent yichud? It's, what did the Shulchan Aruch say and the Gemara said? Someone who's yoda'as tambia will get what's going on and will know that that's weird and that needs to be told to somebody. But his ena moseres atzmilvia, how old is that? I go, what age is someone yoda'as tambia? So post Gemara, l'chora would depend on the child. And there's no like set age. Rav Osner suggests in Shevet HaLevi Chelkesim Reish Dalet that it's 5 or 6. That already at the age of 5 or 6, are Yoda'as Tambia. Less than 5, they wouldn't be Matir Yichud. But at the age of 5, they'd be Yoda'as Tambia. Rabbi Sablovsky suggested that maybe you could say, you know, there's Allah in Hilchos Nida, that if a man and a woman are having an intimate dinner, they're just eating together, just the man and his wife, who's a Nida, that they need a hecker on the table to remind themselves that she's a Nida. So they put something that's not normally on the table to remind themselves. But if it's not an intimate dinner, it's with other people as well, then you don't need any hacker because it's not an intimate kind of meal. But let's say it's a husband and wife and their infant. So would you need a hacker? Pashas, yes, right? So what does the infant do? So Rabbi Sablovsky suggested that the age, the cutoff age, is the same age as this halacha. That it's a child of Yoda'as Tambia is enough to take away the intimacy of it because you can't talk freely in front of the child. You can't, so the it sort of has to be kept more family oriented. Yeah.
Didn't the Bach say, like he said, it's going to be three,
right. The Bach suggested that the Bach said, did he say 9 or he said even older? He said 9. Oh, right. For the girl, 9. But everyone didn't know where he was coming from. Right. Yeah, the Bach had suggested 9, which is, yeah. The Machne in Kiddushin says 3 for a girl, 9 for a boy. That the same as the age of Bia, which is a big Kiddush. That a boy will only be Yodea Tam Bia at the age of 9, and a girl will be Yodea at the age of 3. That sounds funny. Meaning Yoda'as Tambia, Roy Libya is one thing. And if that was really the age, as the Torah Seyichud points out, then it should have used it. There's a perfectly good halachic term called Roy Libya. Why would it use this new term called Yoda'as Tambia? So that's very unlikely that it means. Some of the postmen aren't even convinced that a boy at all is included in this category and can never protect. But there are rayas from Yeridaeus and Kuftsadi Beis when you have a Chupas Nida. There are rayas that a boy can protect. One last thing. Old people. So what if a person is very old and they have no yitzhar for this kind of thing? So is there going to be an issur of yichud? So Moshe in Os Yud says, we know that David HaMelech had yichud with Avishag, Hashunamis. And probably that's because she was a Pnuya Tahora, she was a single girl and not a Nida. So it was only Midrabanan. David HaMelech's own Beis Din was Gozer, that Gezerah. And he was very old. And there was no chance that he was going to be Balal her because she was a Tzadekas and he was a Tzadik. And because it's only Nisid Rabbanan, a Zakin V'chalash, maybe you see from there, can have a Yichud with a Yichud Mid Rabbanan. But he says, even then you would only say it would work for Yichud Mid Rabbanan, not for Yichud Midaraisa. Then he says, Avalu Dochak, the Yoser Mashma de Belekach Shashbia lo Neser Biyichud Midaraisa, Shabiyichud Avi Yisr Kashiika Atam. Rav Moshe is very, very into the idea that Yichud very much relates to the reason for Yichud, even Yichud Midaraisa. So let's say the man is physically incapable of having bia. So Moshe says, hard to imagine that there would be yichud araisa. Ubeuvda dezaken v'chalash in esbatu kol kochosa v'lo shayich lovely de kishui hayashayich lahatir im hayazeborur. He says, I would be makil if the man is physically incapable of having bia, as long as we know that for a fact. Says even if a man doesn't think he's capable of bia anymore, you never know. Maybe he'll have a moment of taiva where everything will change. Why would I think that? He said it's a gemara. Rav Moshe, he didn't get it from watching television. It's a gemara. The gemara pay all of them base. Rabbi Barashi, remember we learned this story?
Yeah,
what?
He
jumped in the oven, exactly. So what was the story? That his wife, he hadn't been with his wife for years and years, and he would daven every day, save me from the HRR, and his wife was like, was he kidding? He doesn't, the guy is 97 years old, he doesn't, it's not shaykh for him. And she got all dressed up and seduced him, and he, and all of a sudden he was nismali taiva, and all of a sudden he was able to have bia again. And then he felt bad, and he wanted. And she said, "It was really me. Don't worry, it's just your wife." And that's how we got into the whole issue of niskavin lechol basar tleva, niskavin lechol basar chazav, v'achol basar tleva. Right? You tried to do an isser, but really it was a heter. So you see what happened. This guy was zaken v'chalash, and somehow in a moment of taiva, he managed to be able to have bia. So Rav Moshe says, you'd have to be certain. Like, you'd have to be, someone who's unable to move. He's unable to get out of bed. He's something like that. However, he says, Avu p'miya ta'ora, she'isur rak mid'rabanu, mutaris l'siyachidim, kol zakin chalash, she'inu yachol eskashu, sufi argashasa ba'atzma, u'pirish mishto b'shvil zeh. He says, anyone who's no longer sleeping with his wife, someone who's an old man who's no longer able to sleep with his wife, you could be makel with Yichud Rabbanah. This is a huge psak. Very critical psak. Why is this such a critical psak? Maisim b'chol yom.
Like if you're too old and like you need like a live-in nurse.
Good. Very often they hire live-in nurses for older gentlemen. So a man is an old man. He can't live on his own. His wife died 20 years ago. And they want to hire a nurse to take care of him. What about this Yichud? So what do you have to make sure? Rosh says, as long as it's Yichud Rabban, I'm totally fine with it. If it's Yichud Raisa, I would even be fine with it, only if you're absolutely certain that doctors tell you that he has a condition that it would never, ever be able to happen. So how do you make sure it's Yichud Rabban? What do you do?
A guy.
As long as the nurse is not Jewish.
The guy is married, would that be a problem?
No, still Yichud, the guy is only the Rabban. And a guy has no Tumas Nida. So it's totally fine. Yichud with the guy, and it would be totally mutter. So that's a huge comment of Rav Moshe, a huge kula of Rav Moshe. Now, in Torah's HaYichud, he quotes from the Chazon Ish and the Zeis Ra'anan that it's aser, and they bring a raya from a Yerushalmi that it's aser. Alright, we're not going to have time to get into it. Rav Yashiv, they quote, says that it's logical to allow Zakein, but since none of the Kadmonim argue on this Zeis Ra'anan in this early Achron, we have to be Machmir B'Yichud Araisa. He thinks, for Yichud Araisa, for sure we have to be Machmir, maybe Yichud Rabbanan, we could be Mekel. I think our minig is like Rav Moshe, we're Mekel certainly on Yichud Rabbanan when you're dealing with Zakein and Chalash. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to talk about multiple rooms, which is the Makaris you were looking at this morning.